Who's ready?
If I can remember how to do it, do you remember the chords?
What is the odds? Okay.
The people that you know don't like you, and you treasure friendships in.
Come on, Aaron.
Tune into this podcast. We're your artificial friends.
How about that? Haven't missed a step.
Yeah. Love it.
So you.
We really should have a lyric sheet for that.
Why start now? Yeah. Welcome back, everybody.
It's been a while. I miss you guys.
It's been a long time.
Wow, that is so not the attitude we were getting from Josh when we first turned the microphones on.
The show's on, Larry. I got to put my game face on.
It was more like
I have to act like I like you guys. So
the last
four
weeks has
been
such a nice break. Hi, everybody.
All right, this bullshit again, huh?
Screwing up my Saturday.
I guess it's you two again, huh?
My name is Andy Chanley. That curmudgeon who just spoke is Joshua J. Fligger. Larry Morgan joins us this morning, as does Aaron Au. Welcome in. And Larry Morgan Sam Farmer is on assignment, hitting the slopes.
That's right.
Today.
Living his best life.
Well, excuse me.
I want to be Sam Farmer when I grow up.
Yeah, we should all aspire.
Good God. So, anything happened over the last few weeks?
I just want to point out that real quick that there is a new background for each individual one of us. There's something new in the background.
Except for Josh.
Nope, there's something. You just don't pay attention to me enough, Larry.
Oh, are you highlighting that ceiling fan?
Oh, look at that right there.
So that's the big news. That's the thing. That's the big what's new this week.
Look at that. Oh.
That's pretty sweet. What are we looking at there? Is that a... That's a hunter. Oh, yeah, a genuine hunter?
Yeah, it's a real one.
That's nice.
It's not one of those black market hunters. It's a real deal.
And the light works and everything. Yeah, it's whisper quiet. Whisper.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Yeah.
It's whisper quiet.
Is it warm enough to need that on right now?
I'm on this. There's like a window right here that just beats sun in. So this room is always like 5 or 6 degrees hotter than the rest of the house. So, and then I close the door. And plus, I get a little nervous around you guys. So I get a little sweaty. You guys make me nervous.
Nice. Good. It's good to know that still works. Phew! Thanks to everybody who has exhibited patience over the last few weeks while we haven't done this stuff. One of the things that one of the reasons that I didn't want to do it, honestly, was I had this shitty cough. It was a nasty, nasty, nasty cough that... I just, couldn't quite control. Come to find out, it's more than a sniffle. It's it's a bit of the cancer. And I posted.
What?
Yes. Yes. This Leo got cancer. So I posted about this on social media yesterday, and I this is not going to be the cancer podcast. Oh, God, look at that cute dog.
There he is. There he is.
That is one cute little puppy. What's the puppy's name again?
Bixby.
Bixby.
That's the same name as my refrigerator. Wow. I swear to God.
You want
to
see which one is smarter? Anyway, I'm sorry. Blah, 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 cancer. Yeah. What was it, Andy?
Blah, 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 cancer. This is not going to be the cancer podcast.
This is not a very special episode.
I guess maybe it is to get this shit, blown out, to dust out the back door here and get the elephant out of the room.
Okay. I don't know. But there were so many analogies in there that I didn't understand.
It's like I posted yesterday. I'm going to announce this. Here's what I got. Just tell everybody at one time. I got some cancer. I got, they call it DLBCL, diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, germinal center subtype. It's a nasty, aggressive cancer with fangs and teeth and shit. But it's also very treatable. And so I'm going to go through a bunch of treatment, and I'm going to be in remission come my birthday at the end of July. That's my plan.
There you go.
That's my fighting plan.
That's the way to do it.
But I put it up on social media, A, to just get it out there, to tell everybody that could possibly give a shit, and let people know, you know what, there may be a few days here and there where I miss radio shows or weeks where I'm like, fuck this, there's no way I'm going to do a podcast.
Oh, been there.
Those like the month of February, basically. And there are going to be those times, but also to do the same thing that I the reason that I did the colonoscopy on the radio is to say, I don't know about you guys, but over the course of the pandemic, over the lockdown, I put things off. I'm like, I'm going to get my teeth cleaned in a few months, or I don't want to go to the doctor's office now. We'll get a physical after all this is done, and don't do that.
Don't wait for that. I made an appointment last week and went Tuesday, and I got informed. Well, I was always led to believe that 50 was the age for your colonoscopy. And
not if there's family history.
Well, there isn't family history, but he also said that they've moved that up to 45 now.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Well, you do that,
I'm
that's
going
great.
In for the finger.
I love it, dude. You're going in for that.
It's a lot more than a finger, Josh. I hate to tell you. It's a lot more than a finger.
Yeah. You're going in for Inspector Gadget.
Go, Gadget finger.
That 9 feet of colon are going to be inspected with that thing.
Oh,
so get ready, love. But the thing about that is, once again, you get that checked out, and they find something, they take it out right then. And you don't die from that.
Yep.
And the same thing with getting a physical every year. Get your blood work done, and they can check and see if you've got basic shit wrong with you, or say, "Hey, you're going down a bad path with this or that or what." It saved my life a couple of times now, and and I had actually someone, and thank you off the top to everybody on social media that answered. I saw your comments. I'm not going to answer them all. I don't have the patience to go through Facebook and decide whether that one deserves a squinty smile or that one deserves a heart, squeezing
heart,
a heart.
Heart eyes with tongue out.
Yeah. I don't have the patience for that.
To see, how many people are, for some reason, using the laughing face under those comments? hey, wait a minute.
I don't think you understand.
A couple of those. It was a little weird, I'll be honest with you. Yeah. But this person, I won't say their name, but they said, so sorry to hear this. Looking at your wristband, I'm noticing we're almost exactly the same age, and I haven't been to the doctor for a while because of lockdown. Thank you for using this as a chance to help others, as a wake-up call. Call heeded, setting up an appointment on Monday. Best of luck for a speedy recovery.
Awesome.
That right there was gratifying to me and worth all of it. So I hope that people will hear that and take care of themselves. And because you need to be your own health advocate is what I've learned. And if you're not, then no one else will care as much as you. So so that was worth it. And just to let people know, I don't want to be the cancer guy. I don't want to be the cancer DJ. I don't want to be, God bless Don Barrett, but I don't want to be written up in LARadio.com as the guy who's suffering through shit. That's not my life. That's not how I want to be defined. I want to get through this and done with it. I'm very gratified and buoyed by all of the wonderful and warm comments, but I want to get this done and get through the other side and have it be behind me and have it be one more success.
Yeah. I mean, your focus now is the task at hand and your family. And but you're right. You're going to get an outpouring of people who are people and trust me, I can't fathom how this happened, but a lot of people love you, Andy.
It's weird. Yeah. It's really weird. It's odd.
Laughing emoji.
Yeah. And I can only think that's just because they don't know you. But yes. you know how we feel. You definitely know how we feel. And this is, I'm hoping that if you do have the strength and energy and chutzpah to do this podcast on occasion, that you know it will be just a place of respite and for laughter and for bullshit and for the dumbest topics possible. But
why change now?
Yeah,
right.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
So and look, I think probably there's no one on this Zoom and probably no one listening who hasn't had their lives touched by cancer in some way, either had it, have a relative who's had it, maybe lost a relative who's had it. My mom died of cancer in the 80s when treatments were very, very different and the science had not progressed quite as far. I have every reason to believe that she would have had an extended life had she gotten what she got now. So the chances are, Andy, that this damn podcast is going to go on for a long fucking time. I have no doubt that you have the right mindset and strength to get through it. So we are here for you every step of the way, exactly. No matter what. So
thanks. Yep. Thanks, Larry. Thanks, guys.
So when are you going to go get your COVID shot?
I already got one.
Yeah, you did? I was going to say, you're qualified.
I wish I would have done Johnson & Johnson, the one and done, because it doesn't look like I'm going to get the second one. Because
of my going through the chemo.
My immune system, my immune system's going to be just bullshit after Tuesday when I start this thing.
So you're just wasting COVID shots now?
Basically.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Well, she said you got one.
Thanks, buddy.
You got one for the good that'll do, and just, you know, be careful.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm going to have to do at this point. But to one of the points you brought up, Larry, I had to sit my kids down and tell them this.
Oh, man. I was thinking about that.
Age 10 and 6. And Silas is 10, which is the age that Lara was when her mother passed away from breast cancer, around the end of the 80s. So I had to sit down and tell them. And with kids, you know, we talked about how to do this. I just told them, look, I'm daddy's sick. I got a disease. I got a little bit of cancer and, a type of it. And the good news is that I've got great doctors and they say that I'm going to be right as rain by my birthday. All I have to do is do what they say and take the drugs they say and take it easy some days and I'm going to be great. So I'm excited about getting this behind me. And the bottom line is I'm going to be around for a long, 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 long time.
And if I'm not, kids, it's your fault.
It's your reason why.
I want to also say
you weren't worth sticking around for.
You know, I also want to say that you're playing your cards very great right now because you can really milk this on your birthday.
Right?
Think about all those great. Just I would write up on your birthday, just like I kicked it, and then let's just see what kind of gifts start rolling in, buddy. You just start making that list right now.
Right?
That's the only reason I'm doing all this.
Well, Juan get the birthday month, and you get the birthday rest of the year. So
right, I get 4 months. That's it's pretty shrewd on my part.
Yeah,
yeah. This isn't just a hat rack here, which we'll get back to in just a minute. By the way,
that's actually one of my questions.
But have that talk with them and with kids. You know, our my take on this is. I'm not going to answer unasked questions. If they have questions, I'll answer them as, you know, on the level that they need to know. But Viv is right now in the house playing nurse to all of her stuffed animals. There are 12 of them in the waiting room, and some of them have cancer.
Oh,
so, you know, at 6 years old, that stuff is it makes my heart squishy to see, but she's given her love the way she knows how. With Lara, and I I don't think she'd be angry for me to say this, but she was remembering her childhood and her experience. And, you know, one of her questions for the doctor is, what do we tell the kids when daddy is, you know, puking into a bucket? And
he's pregnant again.
Mommy, it's not Saturday.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's not Saturday night yet.
Daddy usually does that on Sunday morning. The doctor said, you know, this isn't, you know, your grandfather's chemotherapy, like you were saying, Larry, the other point you made. There are great anti-emesis drugs, you know, drugs to keep you from puking now. And they, you know, the technology has advanced. And with what I've got, yes, it's very aggressive, moves very quickly, but it also is very treatable and typically responds well to chemotherapy. And the 5-year survival rate is around 70%. And there, you know, two or three out of four people end up being cured of this. So that's my plan, and that's what I intend to keep doing. But with and again, we won't use the whole podcast on this, but with the
we can, you know, if you
want
to talk.
Cycle.
I'm serious. I know you've had to talk to a lot of people, but if you just want to get some shit out that you can't say to other people, we'll sit here and listen to you, man. You can.
Yeah. When I was 3 years old.
Oh, fuck.
With the cycle of this stuff, she said, you know, like, you'll feel great first few days. If we get your infusion of chemo, you'll feel fine. You feel fantastic. Fourth day, fifth day, sixth day, you might feel like dog shit. And then the rest of that second week, you start building back by degrees. And by the third week, you feel great again. So and then you start it all over again and do that six times.
Is it every single day you do it?
No, you go in at the beginning of the 3-week cycle and you get this big infusion. I'm going to get a port stuck in my chest.
Like Iron Man.
Can't wait for that. Cool. Yeah, it's going to be great. Yeah, it's going to be sexy.
You got to wear a helmet and just...
Anyway, you get that done on the first day, and then by day four, you start feeling like, you know, death gnawing on a cracker. And then, you know, you start getting better and better from that until the end of the session, and then you feel great. And then another 3 week starts immediately, and you get another infusion. You could just do that six times. But she said you could expect to lose your hair like in the second or third week. You can expect that. She goes, and it's going to start coming out, you know, on your pillow. You'll notice that first. And then it'll say, she goes, just get it. Just buzz cut it.
I think as a friend, Andy, I would like to offer I would like to buy you a wig.
Here's the thing. Thank you.
And I just wanted to mention, anticipating this, Andy, and the three of us got together. Josh never answered, but I'm pretty sure he got it. You can see that Aaron and Josh and I all shaved our head in solidarity. Josh, go ahead and take your cap off to show.
Yes.
Wait. What? Motherfucker.
I did it like a couple weeks ago in anticipation.
It's going back already.
Jeez. I knew ahead of time just by the way he looked.
He did it this morning. It's like the Santa Claus. It just the beard and everything comes back within minutes.
Also, just so you know, I shaved the rest of my body hair off too.
Oh, nice.
I'm keeping the beard.
Honest to God, the part, one of the parts that creeps me out.
Did you save it so we can make Andy a wig?
Oh, yes. Oh nice. My God, that's it. We make a wig from our own body hair.
Yes, I will start over, Andy, for you, and I will shave my glorious beard off, and you can plant it on top of your head as like a head merkin.
Yeah. I mean, that should be no problem for me. My pubes are growing like weeds these days. I don't know why. Anyway, what were you saying? I think we got a laugh and a gag from Josh.
Josh had to tap out there for a second. That was.
Take this as a personal victory. I don't think I've ever made Josh laugh.
COVID, man. Pretty high. COVID's making my pubes grow. F 2020, man. Look at this bush I got going down here.
Lack of vitamin D. I'm bushy.
Oh, we are back, baby. We are back.
Yes, yes.
Oh, that hurt.
The other thing that, you know, with the hair going, I've never been a hat person because I have an unusually big head.
Is your head big or is it just like long?
I think it's more oblate. Yeah, it's more in one direction than it is the other. It's not
football
fat around. It's like you know.
You're like Stewie, except reverse.
Yeah, I'm reverse Stewie.
You're front to back as opposed to side to side.
Yeah. So I've never been able to wear a hat. You know, I've never been able to wear a cap.
I just picked one up a couple of months ago.
Look like a dipshit. Well, that's, you know.
Get one of those cool, like, knit Rasta hats. Yeah. I think that's, you know, appropriate totally. Some culture from some other place.
No, here's the thing, is I found a website for hats for people with big nuggets.
What's it called? Boulderheads?
And I bought a couple of hats. Well, and it said you can, you know, measure yourself. And I do the measurement. And if you're above a certain level, then you need the absolute, you know, crazy big, you know, aquarium, you know, gazoo kind of hat. But if you're below a certain level, you just need the hat that fits 90% of people with bigger hat needs than normal.
Hat needs. You know, ring the bell on that, please.
Like the hat you're wearing right now, the penguin hat that you're wearing right now. If I would put that hat on, I guarantee I'd have to be like in the last, you know, snap.
It'd be like
and
here.
It would
and,
it would yeah, like and sit it, up it wouldn't, on top.
It wouldn't look great. Yeah.
You know what hat you would look great in, Andy, real quick? I see it right now.
Top hat.
Nope. An 80s painter's cap with the bill flipped up. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, right. Yeah. Like Blippi.
Yeah, well, I don't remember. Does he wear one of those?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You
look, cocksucker.
You look like Blippi. Okay, go ahead.
Anywho, but I found these hats and I'm kind of excited about them.
Right, so you're going to be a hat guy?
I'm going to be a hat guy. Maybe. I mean, nice. I guess. I don't know. I don't want to go around because you're going to lose your eyebrows too.
You can paint those on.
Yeah. But here's the good news. You'd also, apparently, Lara informed me that you also lose your ear hair.
And probably your back hair too.
Oh, I don't have a lot of that.
You know. You look in the
I'm
mirror.
Not the timber wolf that you and Larry are.
you look at your back in the mirror? How do you know?
Well, see,
do you lose your pubes?
It's possible, I mean, why wouldn't you?
It's going to look like I've got a clean, I should bleach my asshole while I get the opportunity.
with your tiny penis, you're going to look like a Ken doll. Sorry.
Wow. Wow.
There's so much pubic area talk today.
Yeah, there's heaps of
talk.
We got some catch-up to do.
All right, so describe the hats. What did you get all the same?
There's ball caps. There's plain ball caps. Yeah.
Any design?
Any team?
Nope. Nothing.
Plain ball cap guy.
Yeah, just plain ball cap.
That's
good. Are you going to get like grout? You going to get like little furry eyebrows to stick on too?
Groucho Marx eyebrows. Yeah. But a Vlasic pickle, huh?
Those look like pubic hairs.
Yeah.
There we go again.
Do you remember that shit they used to advertise? I think it was like in the 70s and 80s. It was how to fix like cigarette burns in your carpet.
Yeah.
And you take snippings from somewhere else and you mix them together with this glue and you stick them down in there and let it dry. And that's supposed to.
You remember that shit? Yeah.
It looks like new from Rodco.
It's going to spray
on it. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm just manufacture little tufts for my for my eyebrows. Can't wait for all that shit.
You can make them permanent. Get a tattoo like my aunt's.
Yeah.
Oh, what a great idea.
My wife's mother, my mother-in-law, that's what you call her. She's got two ways to say it.
Thank you for covering both.
Yeah, is this the one? That's like the first time I've ever had to say it because she's got
is
the,
it,
the
is this the one that says monkey and spits?
Oh yeah, and she can't look at herself in the mirror because it's bad luck, and she's a lunatic.
Why does she say monkey and spit?
Because it's bad luck. She's from Korea, and it's bad luck, and she's a lunatic. What else do you want me to say? She's insane.
All right.
She makes no sense.
Okay.
She's got the eyebrows tattooed on permanently.
Yeah.
So, nice. She,
yeah. So it's, and it's weird. I remember seeing it being like, that's weird. So do it.
Yeah. The point is, we should do that.
So there you go. There's like 20 minutes of that shit. If anybody has questions or comments or whatever, that's all great. You're not going to hurt my feelings with it. But I just, I wanted to just get it out there and be done with it and move on from there and not, I don't want to be the, there goes Mr. Lymphoma. You know, I just don't want to wear that crown. Although having a nice big L like Laverne did on my shirt might be kind of
on your new hat. Just put old Lymphoma right across the top of it.
One thing about this whole thing. Yeah, that's right. No, it doesn't stand for loser. Fuck you. One thing that about this that I think we should all revel in is the number of people right now who feel like shit for leaving messages and writing emails and leaving Facebook posts going, oh, you lazy asses, what's going on? What are you doing? Oh, does somebody have a hangnail? Yeah, how you feeling now, people? Huh? Yeah. Let this sink in. Oh, sorry you believe you missed your little podcast. Now?
Yeah. Aaron, wanted to have you on today. Thank you for managing expectations while I'm sending messages of just don't feel like doing it again this week, fellas. So very much appreciate that.
Yeah, another secret that you had me keep.
Wait, hold on, Aaron. Back up a little bit. Another secret?
We'll go back to Andy's birthday.
iPad in the studio where I announced that Mark was leaving the station. To thousands of people.
And then everybody went dark and people were like, what's going on?
Yeah, that was fun. That was fun. That was a good time.
I thought maybe you had some really really good sick stuff on him. So.
No. That was the best part there. Can I tell you guys what the one of the biggest joys in my life though is this week?
Yeah.
Go for it.
It just arrived, the package just arrived a couple of minutes ago, and I'm over the moon about it.
Is there an outside possibility that we could guess, or is it?
Well, sure. Go ahead and try.
Is there a category? Is it a tool?
It's not a tool.
Oh, okay.
It's not a tool. Not a tool.
Is it an electronic?
We don't know what it is.
It is not an electronic.
Is it a food item or food related?
It is not a food. It is not food related.
I don't know what it is.
Well, Josh,
if you're going to turn it into a game, don't give up after
three shots.
Well, that's because I thought there was like a 90% chance it was going to be a tool. And right. I was like, okay, right. Then we can whittle it down.
But well,
then
now once I'm he intrigued said not a tool, by what like, category. We've covered the only things Andy cares about are tools, food and gadgets.
Electronics. Yeah. Is it a toy?
No. Well, I guess it could be.
Is it music?
No.
Is it something related to music or your job?
It is not related to music.
Or sports?
No.
Sports?
Nope. It's a personal item.
Oh, great.
Is it a hygiene item?
I don't think
you
could call it that.
Is it a piece of clothing?
It is.
Okay.
Oh.
But it's not a hat.
Clothing.
It's not a hat.
Is it shoes?
No.
Socks.
Okay.
Close.
Work your way underwear. Up. Socks? It's close to socks? Are you
it's close.
Are you
slippers.
Wearing women's he's stockings
getting,
again?
He's getting closer. No.
Is it underwear?
Yes! It's underwear. It's underwear.
You're excited so for underwear?
Here's why I'm excited about it.
Okay.
I have an underwear and / sock drawer. That is
living the good life, are you?
It's a melange.
Excuse me. You put your underwear and your socks in the same drawer, please. Oh gosh,
mine are in a bag under the bed.
They're in a pile in the corner.
I have to keep in a Ralph's bag out in the garage.
Yeah. I pick the cleanest dirty pair and put them on.
That's the dirty pile. That's the clean pile. Wait, did I confuse them? Whatever.
I have this melange of the last several years of socks and underwear. Like, I can tell the Hanes ones that I had from a few years. They're emergency. They're only when everything else is dirty and you got to put those on because the waistband is all, you know, destroyed. The elastic isn't elastic anymore.
They're not your good church underwear.
No, they ain't Sunday go to meeting underwear.
Yeah.
So those are the last line of defense. Before that, I've got these Calvin Klein ones, right? And they are, I don't know, they're over a year old, right? They're a year and a half, probably a year and a half old, this set. And like a lot of the tags have worn out. They still look okay. If I were going to get in a car accident and have my, you know, be pulled out by the jaws of life and be splayed out on a tarp in the middle of the intersection and my pants split open so they could get to my broken femur, those are the ones that I would want to be wearing. But I'm not. I'm as embarrassed by him.
Thank you for the mind picture that you just painted. By the way,
I tried
so much time and detail on the condition of his underwear.
I know.
By the way, in my imagination, you did have one testicle hanging out. I just want to let you know. It was very embarrassing.
Would you call these category two underwear?
Okay. Probably.
So these broke down three categories.
Here's the mistake that I made. I thought I was replacing them with these lovely black Calvin Klein underwear several months ago. Uh-huh. But I made the mistake of buying the low-rise ones.
Oh.
What do you mean?
And they're like low-rise. Like
bikini?
Yeah.
So kind of like a bikini kind of thing.
And they squish my nuts so hard, it was like putting on a vice.
Would you even wear them?
I don't. That's what I'm saying. Oh, so I had them in my drawer, but I'm like, this is taking up fucking space. What's going on here? So I treated myself. Ooh. I went online and found the classic briefs and bought 12 pair of them. And today, my friends, is the day that I clean out my socks/underwear drawer. And there will be only the 12 pristine pair of new underwear. This is a great day in my life.
It's a big day.
It's a big day. I would mock you about this, except I'm kind of feeling it. I really am.
Yeah. What's your underwear situation, Larry? If you had to give us an accounting, let's be honest.
It's funny you would say that because I've kind of gone through the same progression. Kind of did a Hanes period, then I did a Calvin Klein period. I don't know if I inadvertently, but I think I did like one day at a Target grabbed the wrong. I thought I was looking
at the worst.
I was looking at the right Hanes. I picked and I ended up with briefs, you know, that were just like same thing. It's just like what am I in a 70s movie with a waterbed in the background?
the other day we were tiger striped
or something. It was just
we were at Walmart and Cindy was pushing the cart. We went. We were going right past like the underwear section, and there was like a lady and her bunch of kids were all standing there in front of the, because it was right beside, I don't know, they were looking at like all these clothes, but they were standing right in front of the underwear section. And I made Cindy stop the cart and I walked in front of the lady who was right in front of her. I said, excuse me. And I reached up and grabbed a 12 pack of these skin tight bikini. And I grabbed them off the rack, like right in front of her, and then walked over and put them in my cart. Cindy was just mortified. She's like, what are you doing? And I took them out and put them on the other side. I just wanted to look at that lady and be like, excuse me for a second. Let me grab these blue, teal, and pink bikini briefs right here. Thank you.
Let me place that amazing image in your mind.
Department store shenanigans, Josh. You are a card.
One last observation, guys. You know, I lost a lot of weight over the last, since the beginning of the year, just dropping pounds, right? And that was part of what's going on with me? What's happening? My skinny jeans fit so fucking well right now. Skinny. I'm over the moon about it. It's great. I'm Adonis. You could throw a quarter at my ass and a two dimes and a nickel to bounce off.
When was the last time you wore jeans?
Well, I wear jeans all the time,
really?
But you know, like the looser fitting ones,
elastic band kind.
Yeah, the
ones that have just a little bit of
spandex.
No, they've got pockets and all that. They're not painted on. They're not Jordache.
The male mom jeans,
stonewashed.
Yeah, but just my seven jeans or whatever. They fit just amazingly. Nice. So that's the up of this. Yeah, I got. I have things in my favor.
To this episode is the jeans episode.
I think that. Well, what? Not the underwear episode?
No, it was not. Definitely not the cancer one. We can do the undies episode. That's
well.
A good one.
I'd get the glamour shots done in the next day or so while you while you've got this incredible glow about you. Because
right.
yeah. you do. You yeah. you look spectacular
in this beautiful coif.
Yeah.
When it's all gone, can we just put a filter on you and you can just look like a slee stack or something?
Ooh, I like that. Yeah, there's a beta plug-in on Zoom now where you can like add eyebrows right, and lipstick and shit.
Except
now,
let us control it.
Oh, nice. I like it. Yeah, I was just kind of getting used to having, you know, being all gray and stuff and looking like a dad. Now I gotta go through this horse shit.
Well,
this
is it might, your dad bod, you know. Yeah.
It might come back right? a different color or like all curly.
Yeah.
I've heard that.
Really?
I've heard
Seriously?
That. Yeah, they say people sometimes you lose your hair in chemo and it comes back a different color.
What color?
Different texture.
Like comes back red. Oh God! Imagine it grows back out as pubes.
Oh, little orphan Annie! please come out looking like little orphan Annie. Red.
It comes out of
firm.
He's a
that's what I need.
He's a puby ginger. Oh man!
Yeah. God.
Fantastic.
What's the chance of it coming back out like jet black? And I look like I'm 31.
just straight too, so it hangs over your eyes. You can be all goth. That'd be
emo,
nice too.
Emo yeah. Andy.
I like it. I like it. I wonder if we have phone calls. My God, they've got to be ages old by now, right?
I hope there's a bunch of them just really ripping us a new one because we've been skipping
Lazy
podcasts.
This is almost unfair, isn't it? Yeah. They're going back to February 18th. Should I do it anyway?
Do you have a ton of them?
Yeah, there's four of them, but they're like, you know, 25, 20 seconds. Well, one's a minute long.
Let's play catch up. What do you say,
right,
Josh?
Let's catch up.
Okay.
All right. Let me. Let's say the first one.
I can't even remember
here.
What we talked about the last time.
Yeah, I don't. It's true.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, songs. The phone number, if you should care to call in, is 626-657-6428.
Ooh.
That is the YAF line, 626-657-6428, or amok PM. Hat. And by the way, speaking of hats, we don't have any in the YAF store, but we do have mugs. YAFcrap.com if you're interested in that. Let's see here. All right, here we go.
Gentlemen, how you guys doing? By the time you hear this, it'll be 2 weeks from now. I have a question for you guys. I'm curious if you guys have ever been at a radio station or present when a disc jockey has had a meltdown on the air, and if you guys have any really good meltdown stories, period. I was just curious. All right. Thanks. Bye.
Wow.
That's a good question.
I've never seen one on air.
I've heard plenty of great ones from other people. I think I have a feeling Andy and I missed that era of nonstop drinking and drugs in radio. Because I just came in just after that, and everybody I worked with at KISS when I was kind of a baby DJ had stories about other people that were insane. I think the only thing I could, one of the very first instances of me ever stepping foot in a radio station was the place I had my first job in Odessa, Texas. And I can't remember, my memory is that the disc jockey on the air, Shotgun Mark Rivers, and the guy who would ultimately hire me, the PD, Charlie Durwood, was his on-air name. They had just gotten a copy of Steely Dan's FM as a single. But it was an AM station. So they did what a lot of stations did at the time. They did an edit, and they took the A from Asia, from the song Asia by Steely Dan, and they edited it in over the F in FM. In that song, so it would go AM, and they were going to debut the song, and Charlie was going to edit it
because the station was on AM, the AM band.
So they thought that was clever. So here I am. I've never been in a radio station before. I'm interviewing for this job. Charlie's in the other production room editing it. Shotgun Mark is on the air going, "I'm going to play it in 15 minutes." It's like, "Duh, I got it. I'm going to have it. I'm carting it up right now." The time comes. Shotgun starts playing the song, the single, as is, as Charlie is walking in the studio with the cart of the edited version, and he hears the song start, and Shotgun pops his mic off, and Charlie just goes, "You couldn't wait fucking 3 minutes," and he throws the cart across the room. It shatters into pieces, all the plastic flying everywhere, and then he goes, "Come with me, let's have you read some copy." I'm like, holy fuck. And I stayed in the business for 40 years. Figure that out.
Nice. Yes, that's a good indoctrination. I love it. I was trying to think. I remember like early days of me being on the radio. Like, you know, and do it. I remember one of my early breaks where I just kind of got caught in a circle of talking and forgot about where I was going with it and didn't have an out. And so, yeah, I'm going to play this song for you.
Here's
in
music.
A minute. And then, you know, and so we'll listen to that when we do that. And that'll be how that goes.
Oh man.
Like turning off the just like not knowing where I was going with it. And that was a good lesson.
Hey, I got a question for you guys.
Always have an idea where you're gonna end this whole thing.
I got a question for you guys. Have you ever been like, you know, I assume you guys kind of plan out what you're gonna say in each break a little ahead of time so you're not just going in cold. But have you ever been like you plan it out all of a sudden? You just start fogging and thinking about something else, and then that break comes, and you because it's natural habit, you just go to hot mic, and then all of a sudden you're like, I have no effing clue what I'm about to talk. I have no idea what to say. I don't even know what I'm like. Does that happen on a regular basis?
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh yeah.
No. What do? Do you just go, "Hey, well, this is Larry Morgan"?
Pivot, and you know, we've been doing this long enough that you can kind of pull yourself out of it. The thing that's most frustrating is doing exactly what you say. I don't spend a ton of time prepping every little thing I'm going to say, but I usually have a pretty good idea. Shut up. But I usually have a pretty good idea because I'm not going to sit there and just kind of practice it over and over. But
right.
But it's one of those things, especially when it's like, okay, I got a break, talk break coming up. That's coming up in 15 minutes. I'm going to do this. I'm going to run this piece of the phone call, and then I'm going to wrap it up by promoting that. And there's a part of me that in my head, I've got it so well planned out that I check it off like I did it. And so when I get to that point and I look up and I see the intro of that song, it's like, oh, this is where I was going to do that thing. And it was like, how was I going to start it? And what was I going to say? Oh, I don't even have the phone call ready. And I have to turn on the mic and completely do something different. And, you know, it's never quite as good as what I was planning. But
the first time or two, though, do you remember way back the first time or two you ever try to do it anyway? And you try to do whatever it was you had planned.
And you're trying and to like,
just,
use one
it
hand.
It crashes
just,
and burns and it's awful and it's dreadful.
Yeah.
And you learn that lesson pretty quick of, I'm not going to do that again.
Yeah.
Next time it's going to be, you're listening to 10:50 a.m. And that's it. Yeah. We're into the next song.
Yeah, keep it tight and simple instead of trying to flounder. And I have many times done that. And realized I have like moved a cursor down a row of phone calls because I was working on other stuff and have to kind of reach over and start to scroll stuff up. And I'm talking and trying to multitask.
Yeah,
inevitably those end up. And very often on the air, I've said, and this is where the phone call's supposed to go, but I messed that up. Kiss FM.
Which is so much more fun for a listener to hear. You know, I read Johnny Cash's autobiography, Cash, years ago in the 90s, and it was just fucking great. It was so good. And one of the things he says in there, he quotes Bob Dylan, "A Hard Rain's Gonna Fall." And he says, you know, with singing a song in public, he said, I kind of feel like Bob Dylan wrote, "I'll know my song well before I start singing." And you get to the point where it's like, I'm going to know what I'm going to do before I get out and do it. Because if you've ever like gone to play music for people, you know, get up and actually sing songs in front of people at a club, Josh, you know what I'm talking about? Once you start a song, whether you know it well or not, You have to ride that fucking bucking bronco until it's done. You've got to finish that song, and it's either going to suck or it's going to be okay. But you've got to finish it, don't you?
I'll tell you, one of the kind of along the same line, is it only happened to me once. Same thing with what you guys are talking about is one time we were playing a song. And we were playing on stage, and it was one of the, it was like it had a little jam to it. You know what I mean? Like everybody could, you know, there's solos, and we never played it the same way twice. One of those things, right? Mm-hmm. So we're playing it, and we're in this club, and Grant, in the middle of it, turns to me and goes, bass solo. And I'm just like, and I swear to God, I'm just like, what the fuck? I'm like, first of all, nobody in the world wants to hear a bass solo. Second of all, I've never even tried to play a bass solo. So like, I'm like, okay. So I'm like, okay. And it's like a Johnny Cash song. And I'm like, what do I do? I'm like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. And it was just terrible. And I was glaring at him while I was playing the bass solo. And then I like got done. I was like, doo 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 doo. You know what I mean? Just staring at him like, you happy? We happy we did a bass solo now? But that was like, I was completely unprepared. And then when but I had to do it. You can't just go, no. Somebody screams bass solo, you're going, nope.
That reminds me, I think I've told you this story before, when Brian Setzer, a girl I know, was one of his backup singers. And he was talking about being invited to play with Les Paul in New York at one of those Les Paul and Friends things, right? And when you play with Les Paul, you know, Brian Setzer plays a Gretsch. Mm-hmm. He's a Gretsch player. I mean, look at any picture with him. He's playing a Gretsch guitar.
Sure.
With a Bixby, whammy bar. Well, you play with Les Paul, by God, you're going to play a Gibson. And the only thing they had for him was a 7-string guitar.
Jesus.
As good as Brian Setzer is, he looks at it, he's like, I don't know how to play a 7-string guitar. And he gets out there on stage with the thing, and at that, you know, given point, Les turns to him and says, go, Brian.
Yeah, he's like,
spring, spring,
spring.
Or, you know, I just pick something out and be like, just play the same thing over again a bunch of times real fast, then hurry up, and when you're finished, and look right back at him like you're handing it back off, like, yeah.
It's just so great. All right, should we do another phone call here?
Sure. Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Hi, this is George from Long Beach. Just wanted to call and say, yeah, we missed you this week, but glad you had time to get away. Hope you had a good time away there and came back with some good stories. Looking forward to it. Until next time, this is George from Long Beach.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, nice. George, for not berating us. I think George gets extra points for that.
I thought it's for sure nice. That was going to be the minute phone call.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, you pick on George a lot, and I feel like I'm always defending him. And I think that was nice. He didn't pick on us.
I agree. I want to actually give a shout out. I believe his last few, 2 or 3 phone calls have been succinct and to the point and pretty good.
Well, probably because you've hurt his feelings so much.
You're browbeating him to the point where he feels like dog shit.
This is the George apology.
Way to go.
He's trying to win your approval and has yet to do so. Why don't you love me, Daddy? That's what George is saying to you, Josh. That's right. He calls you Daddy.
Oh, my God. I can't wait for his phone call next week.
I want to hear George call in and say to Josh, I love you, Daddy. Why won't you love me back? That would be great. Hey, Larry, God. Are you equipped?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, yeah, he is.
But I can't play the song. No, you're going to have to drop it in. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
I have to give you extra work.
I'll do everything. It's okay. I only got cancer. I'll do everything.
Here we go. This is what we have to look
That's
forward to.
That's the first one. Let me start keeping track of these.
Could you keep track, Josh? Aaron, would you be able to keep a tally?
Yeah. Here we go.
God, we can never complain about a fucking thing ever again, can we?
Nope.
Go ahead.
Low energy by art.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Appers. This is Low Energy Mike from Northeastern Oregon. February has turned back into winter, and the snow on the mountain has been fantastic. I've gotten 4 or 5 good powder days in since I last talked to you. Sometimes life is good. As far as work goes, I got the glass in my excavator and a couple other shop projects done. A little bit of snow plowing with the backhoe, as we have had an accumulated 21 inches of snow in Cove over the last couple weeks. Must be close to a record or something. I don't think I ever saw more than 12 or 13 inches at any one time, but still a lot for February when we usually get a spring teaser of really nice weather. Anyway, had to go snowboarding today. It was a grimmer sort of day. We hit a few freshy stashes very first thing before it warmed up. Life is good, and then you start snowboarding. Talk to you later.
All right.
What's a freshy stash?
That was low energy, Mike. That was low energy, Mike.
Larry had to go. He had to let Bixby out.
What's a freshy stash?
I don't know. Is that maybe
fresh powder or something?
Yeah.
Is it? Do you know what a freshy stash is, Larry?
Yeah, I do.
Got one in your sock/ underwear drawer?
We want to see if you know what it is.
I'm not going to tell you where mine is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know the snowboarder jargon at all.
I'll give you a quarter if you can find my freshy stash.
Hard pass.
Literally. One more phone call. You guys ready for this?
Yep.
Hey, my artificial friends. It's Jared from Anaheim. Just calling in. Hadn't heard from you guys in a while, but hope you're all doing well. I'm sure things are a little hectic as your employers are probably getting stuff back to normal, but I had to call in because I just heard Andy's voice on an ad read for the beds on iHeart. So thanks. Good to hear your voice. No
worries. Thank you, Jared. Really? Yeah, that's absolutely. Yes.
Which was it? I have to pay attention and listen now.
Are we allowed to speak to that in public, Larry? Larry is my new boss.
Okay.
Jared heard my voice on a some sort of betting advertisement.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Who was it for? Or could we not talk?
Sleep Number?
Right. I believe that's right. Yeah. Yes. We'll Fine beds.
Yeah. So memorable, as a matter of fact. No. I thought Andy would be perfect for that. He's done a great job. I mean, he sounds nice and sleepy, so it's perfect.
Yeah. Put you right to sleep. Here, try this mattress.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Yeah, thanks.
Can't fall asleep?
By the way, I hate to do a little business here, but don't forget to invoice me, by the way, you dumbass.
That commercial? Yeah. That's going to buy my ball caps.
Ooh.
Not unless you invoice me, you dummy.
Oh, I'll invoice you, all right. Once again, that phone number, if you have any questions to ask or anything salient to offer, by all means, reach out, 626-657-6428. Or, Amok, PM, Hat. Larry, was there anything besides vitriol and disgust in the yaf sack?
It was a lot of people asking what's going on, when are we coming back? And honestly, all kidding aside, most of it was about how people missed us. And it was actually quite gratifying. Susie, who asked, hello, wondering about the podcast. Hope everyone is okay. Meh. I've reviewed the last few podcasts in case I missed something. No, there were no hints. Susie, you didn't miss anything. Please, maybe a mini podcast to inform us. No, you get the full dose, Susie. This
Maxi
is it.
Podcast.
You get both barrels.
And then I got this weird one from Rowdy, our friend Rowdy Rats, who writes in the subject line two words, Sam Gate. And I don't. I've been trying to parse that all week, and then thank you to Gary for sending a dick pic, which is literally a.
You know what? Just can you just isolate that part for me? Because I want that to be my phone my tone on my phone when Larry calls me.
Dick pic. There's no way you guys could see this probably very well, but it's a bronze pick, a guitar pick with the word "dick" engraved in it. So thank you, Gary. So that's
nice.
If you want to write in.
Wait, why does Gary have a pick that says dick on it?
Because it's a dick pick. So he can hand it out.
They probably mass produced him, I'm guessing.
Maybe it's
And then there's one from S. Spichel. And I love it when they label them a puke video for Josh and give me a link. So, yeah, I'm not going there. But if you would like to write in and let us know what's up and have any really specific lists of questions for Andy about everything he's going through, he will answer each and every one of them. That is yourartificialfriends@gmail.com.
How do you spell rituximab?
Here's the problem. It's going to be kind of like he is with tools, where suddenly he's going to know about, he's going to have all the names of medications and procedures and all this stuff, and we're going to have to pretend to seem interested because it would be unkind.
Here's the other aspect. He's going to have all these drugs and all these procedures, and he's not going to remember them, so he's going to start fudging names for them. You know what I mean? He's just going to start making shit up. He's like, I got to go get some Glomar spiel because that stuff takes care of, you know, he's going to forget the names of them.
That's the German beer we're having when we all get back together again.
He'll start the name and get like the first half of it right, but the second half will be completely manufactured in his mind. I guarantee there's like four of those.
I wonder if any of my puke stories will be able to make Josh puke.
Oh my God.
Maybe I'll have a sympathy puke with you.
Well, how meta would that be?
Oh,
yeah.
Man, we're really like getting granular on this thing
Are you going to be man enough to record them?
I'll do them right here on the air.
You save them up.
Didn't take my medicine this morning. Lucky you.
Save that. We need content.
Save it for air.
Andy, I know you're launching into this adventure this week. Godspeed to you, my friend.
Yes.
You will not hear us get this sincere probably ever again, but we do. I think I can speak for everybody when I say we love you. We are here for you. You're going to kick this thing in the dick, as you have so prominently said it. And
eloquence.
And I can't wait for us to get together for our big reunion, perhaps on your birthday. And
I love
and celebrate.
Yes. And anything you need, you know, you can reach out to any of us. So
yeah.
Thank you.
Well, not anything.
Thank you, Aaron, for joining us today, and for all of you that you've done to keep the posts alive on Your Artificial Friends on Facebook. Thanks to everybody that's listened to this thing, and thanks to everybody that sent out a kind word. That's really buoyed my spirits. I still am not going to answer any of them, but it really did. It did make me feel good to do that.
Yeah,
to see that.
This is a good time to remind everybody. It wasn't cancer that made Andy a dick. He just already was.
Yeah, it was already there. Yeah. It's just
himself.
Yeah,
exactly. Just shines things up. Yeah, it's like a relief painting. It's great. Thanks for the kind words, guys. Larry, how can people get a hold of you if they want? You already threw out the thing, but personally,
you can check out how little I'm posting on Instagram right now @TheLarryMorgan.
All right. And Josh?
You can email me at joshuajfligger@gmail.com.
Nice. And yeah, you can reach out to me on Instagram, Andy Chanley, on Twitter, Andy_Chanley, and Facebook, DJ Andy Chanley, and I won't answer any of it.
And the great Aaron Owl, our Facebook page maestro, he is there and available to you if you have any other questions, because we are much too lazy to be posting or following up with people.
Appreciate it, everybody.
Yeah.
All right.
When the people that you know don't like you and treasure friendships and tune into this podcast, we're your artificial friends.
Hey, that's pretty damn good for not doing it for a month,
if
you ask me.
Sounds just like Kiss.
You want to be my artificial what?
What do you people know about cancer?